Good day, and welcome to the weekly Superannuation News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you this information on behalf of Financial Services Online. This week, we delve into recent headlines that are shaping the superannuation landscape in Australia. Our first big scoop revolves around the complexities that the Australian superannuation sector is currently navigating. Legislative changes and market volatility are testing the confidence regarding retirement. There's growing concern over the proposed Division 296 tax, which would impact super balances above $3 million, creating quite the frenzy about wealth accumulation versus the drawdown phase for retirees. Felipe Araujo, CEO of Generation Life, underscores the importance of looking at superannuation as a vital resource for retirement. He stresses on financial education and diversified retirement planning, extending beyond superannuation to embrace personal savings and investment bonds. Felipe's call for a greater focus on controlling factors shines a spotlight on investment bonds as a potential source of tax-efficient stability amid these regulatory changes. The key takeaway? Clarity over confusion, as Felipe urges for a more straightforward approach to communicating these complexities to promote sound financial decision-making. Moving on to the political scene, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has revised Labor's superannuation tax changes, initially proposed in 2023. Notably, Labor's contentious plan to tax unrealized gains has been dropped, providing relief to self-managed super funds. From the 1st July 2026, a slight target shift comes into play. Accounts over $3 million will be in focus, with thresholds indexed for inflation and an extra 15% tax being imposed on realized gains, pushing the rate up to 30%. By drawing attention to the wealthiest, this offers financial solace to younger Australians and average income workers. However, amending superannuation laws might be an uphill battle for Chalmers in securing Senate approval, key to moving the government's tax reform agenda forward. As the superannuation policies evolve, the potential concern of bracket creep lingers, leaving economists and industry leaders tuned in for watching its impact on distinct consumer segments. As we round off this edition of the weekly Superannuation News Wrap, remember that knowledge is your superpower in these evolving financial landscapes. Stay tuned for our next weekly bulletin with current superannuation updates. I am Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, directed to Australian consumers who are focused on financial intelligence. Make sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insights into the superannuation industry. Until next week, keep your finance queries coming and stay financially savvy.